I will continue with Oregon coach Willie Taggart, and the Ducks are home hosting Southern Utah on Saturday in the Ducks debut of Coach Taggart. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you, Leo?
Well, a little bit wet down here. It's not like Houston, but it hadn't stopped raining since Friday, and you're aware of that in Tampa, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Coach, what's been the biggest change for you going from South Florida to Oregon?
I guess the biggest change is, the humidity, I would say.
Or lack of it out there?
Yeah, you have so much in Tampa and here, you don't have much of the humidity here, you know. But from December until like late April, it rained almost every day. Sort of like in Tampa, it rains every day. It just don't drizzle all day long, but it's like a monsoon. But other than that, I mean, it's all been the same. I mean, just different area.
Coach, no more two-a-day practices, in your opinion. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, it worked out well for us this time around. I don't think many people did two-a-days anyway. You know, I thought most people would work out, go hard, and then come back and do more of a walkthrough type practice. But, again, I don't think it affected us much. We got a lot of mental work in as well.
Coach, at what position have you seen the most competition out in Oregon in fall practice?
I would say the receiving position and the defensive line position. You know, there's been a lot of competition. To be honest with you, I think we've had really good competition at every position. You know, and it's really made us better, made some of the guys that played, made them play a lot better than what they were. I really think it's going to help our football team.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. When you watch your practice and your quarterback, do you have Flowers withdrawal, kind of, because you don't see number 9 running the show?
I don't. And Flower was different, and he was special. But I like our quarterback we have now. You know, I think this kid is special. Justin have a chance to be a big-time player. He can make all the throws, and he's a lot more athletic than what you think, you know, with his feet. So, really like what Justin can bring to the table, and I think he can execute our offense as well.
Coach, have you found a good Cuban sandwich out there yet?
No, I haven't, to be honest with you. I haven't even searched for one. I just been on the grind.
I hear you. Coach, good luck Saturday with Southern Utah.
Hey, thank you very much.
And our next question comes from the line of Cal Bonaguerra, ESPN.com.
Hey, Willie. When you were on the staff at Stanford in 07 and you guys had the big upset win against USC, what do you remember about, you know, preparations going into that game and kind of the chances you think you had to pull that off?
I remember the week of the game, actually the Sunday before we played, our starting quarterback had a seizure, you know, and so it kind of looked grim that week as we started that week, and really didn't know what to expect. And Tavita Pritchard came in, and young man that loved to play the game, but he came in, had a great week of practice. And, you know, from the spring and on throughout the fall, Coach Harbaugh just kept mentioning how the University of Stanford bowed down to no man and no program. And I got trained that week and followed the plan, and it worked.
When he talked about bowing down to no command or no program, a lot of people kind of got the sense that he was specifically talking about USC. Do you think that's kind of a fair assessment of that?
No, I think he meant any team that we're going to face, you know, because I thought it was an upset against Cal that year as well. You know, so it was really any team we faced we weren't going to bow down to, and they might have better personnel at the time, but we wasn't going to tap out or anything, and our guys bought into that coaches and players.
Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from a line of Kyle Kingstein, Athlon Sports.
Coach, with inheriting Royce Freeman, you know, coming back, this time last year, there was a lot of talk about him being an NFL draft prospect, but having him back in the fold, how has it been having that kind of veteran presence to maybe work in with some of the younger guys who are going to be playing big roles on the offense?
It's been great. You know, you got a guy that's played in a national championship game and understand what it's supposed to look like. So it's been really good having him around, and just his work ethic and the way he goes out and train every single day is impressive. And you see that whole running back group is kind of like a standard. You know, they know how good of a player Royce has made himself into, and they're following his lead, and it's great to see over there. But it's great by everyone to see that, and I think a big reason why he's been voted as captain.
And then with Tony last year kind of breaking out a little bit, when you have two guys who've shown an ability to carry such heavy loads, is it difficult at all determining how you're going to distribute carries?
No, I don't think it's difficult. Tony's a good player, and he'll play a lot, you know, and Royce is our bell cow. He's going to play a lot and get a lot of reps and a lot of plays, a lot of carries, you know. But I think with our offense and the way we do things, they both would be happy with the carries that they get and be effective with it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1.
Any additional questions for coach? Last chance. I don't hear none. That's it. We'll let you go to lunch. Appreciate your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you.